Today's show is brought to you by AdvanceAutoParts.com. Save 20% off your first order at www.AdvanceAutoOffer.com/chickenduck. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
I'm just fucking joking. Yeah. Why are you getting so defensive? Appreciate the value of a dollar. My bad.
I think you guys should wrestle it out.
Let's do it.
For the belt.
Well, if we were Jimbo, we'd be in the fifth dimension.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the Chicken Duck, episode 98. 98.
98. Woo, I got shells again.
Still eating last week's shells. So,
what's new, everybody?
Not much. It's been a great week. Got rid of
it. Was good.
I fixed, I had the anti-opposite of AIDS where you just keep getting fat, and I think I finally found a cure.
Good.
Yeah.
What is it? You're going to start?
Well, I actually got AIDS.
They cancel each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
I'm still kidding. It's not funny.
It's a little
I
fun.
Don't have AIDS.
It's a little fun.
Anyway. Joining us this week, again, Jeff Loper.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ryan Vu.
Hello, hello.
Ryan Vu's smoke machine. Give us one. Give us one. Twist it up. Give us a smoke tornado. There it is. Oh, okay. Thanks, buddy.
What do you call that? The whirly bird.
Yeah, it's the whirly bird. Yeah.
And Casey and myself.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm still good.
Good. Yep. Getting your steps in this week?
I got a couple in.
I saw
I'm not
that.
Doing terrible.
No, you're not.
I'll progressively get better.
I hope so.
Speaking of steps, did we get any feedback on the Fitbit thing that just kept vibrating, the one that you...
Not yet. I did email...
last week. What are you waiting for?
I did email. Well
it's been a while. I was wondering...
Technically, it's been 2 weeks.
It has been.
Yeah.
Things take time. I'm sorry. The internet is not quite as fast as I'd like it to be. I'm not around my mesh.
The internet's pretty quick.
Well, I don't have mesh. I mean, you don't have mesh here, so... And I was on vacation, so...
It's fucking Google mesh.
My hotels don't have mesh.
You know? No.
No. My hotel...
Well, you never mentioned it.
I mentioned it. I get it.
So stupid.
That was so dumb.
I'm a dad. I'm a lot of dad jokes. Leave me alone.
That was good. I liked it.
Because you're a dad.
So tell me, why are we recording two episodes back to back?
I will be away from the 18th to the 25th.
Where will you be for the old tea giving?
Destin, Florida.
Why?
Oh, drone racing competition.
Oh, are you going to be hanging out with my whole family?
Yeah, you could go.
Oh, can I? I just hop my kid and quit my job and go down in the old car.
Don't you get vacation time? You've been there for like how long now? At least.
Yeah, I get 2 weeks a year. And how many of those do you think was taken when Carter was in Hershey?
Okay, I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. No, you can be a dick.
But I had 2 weeks when I first started. I didn't use those 2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks. And all of the other days that I just don't go to work. That nobody gives a shit about. But no, I can't. And I can't afford a plane ticket right now.
Okay.
But you have fun with my family.
Okay, well, they're my family too. And I probably see them more than you do.
Oh.
So.
That makes me feel better about it.
Ryan, this just got very awkward.
Yeah, it did. It did.
So that's why we're recording two times this week, because okay. I'm going to be away from Sunday to Sunday. So we still will miss an episode.
Maybe I'll go hang out with your parents.
My dad's looking for
peer
friends,
mediators.
Buddy.
Remember that in school when they had peer mediation? Yeah. I think that's what we're doing.
Maybe your mom will go ahead.
If you hear this, Mom, Jimmy's looking for a friend.
I'm looking for a meal.
He needs Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't necessarily need any more friends.
He's gone to, he needs Thanksgiving. Make him a turkey.
Jeff, I'm impressed.
Why?
I just am.
Because I'm eating shells again?
How much money did you spend at shells today? Like $15?
At least. No, it was like $10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shells is cheap.
I know. He had a lot of food. That was what I was getting at.
Yeah.
He had fries and cheese
cubes.
Three
barbecue, fries, and cheese cubes.
No hot dogs, though.
No hot dog.
That's a healthy meal. I'm not going to lie to you.
Cheese cubes are so good.
I've been watching an interesting show on the old Netflix.
Okay.
Oak Island's coming back.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
9 seasons of not finding shit.
My sister said there's a meme out there of a skeleton sitting on a sofa that says, me waiting for Oak Island to find something or something like that.
More wood at the bottom of a hole.
Oh, this one has a carving in it.
Oh, I think the pirates bought this one in 1800.
I told you, though. I still think the coolest thing was the fact that they found 2 different human bone down there.
Yeah, I missed that season.
It would be a whole lot cooler if they like found what they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, no shit.
They found a little silver and gold.
Yeah, I mean, in 9 years, if you haven't like totally gutted that island and found something, time to fucking give up.
Yeah.
How many millions of dollars have you spent of History Channel's money now?
Also, like, what are the chances? There's got to be something else of value that you would have found by now. Just out of like, we struck oil. there's actually like a natural vein of like sapphires underneath the, you know.
Maybe we could take a trip as a podcast to Oak Island.
I'm already, that's where I've been putting all my money.
Oh, so that's why you're not coming.
Save a vacation for Oak Island.
That's why I can't afford to go to Florida with my family.
I watched the teaser trailer for this new season, and it started with them, with the announcer, the guy who narrates whatever, saying that because of tourism of that place now, that they had to actually build a second like war room that they have their meetings at in a different location on the island. That's like they don't tell everyone where it is. Yeah, because there's been so many people now going to visit.
So we should try to find it.
Well, the island's not that big, so I'm sure we could find it. I'm sure tourists have found it.
I'm already finding it right now. So back to my show that I was talking about.
Yes, Netflix.
Sabrina.
The Teenage Witch?
Yep, I'm into it. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not.
Is it a new Sabrina Teenage Witch?
It is.
Mm-hmm. A reboot? Is it a reboot?
No, but my niece was telling me that there's a new one.
Is it a reboot?
How old is she?
Okay.
She's 20.
Okay.
I
thought you were going to be like,
she's
12. No. It's a reboot. Yeah, not a remake, not a sequel. It's a boot. A reboot.
A reboot.
Yeah, totally like not Sabrina.
And not for children.
No, it's not for children. Like, Devin doesn't like watching it because it gave her nightmares the first time he watched it.
That's scary.
It's not that scary. There's a couple jump scares and there's some pretty cool effects and shit like that.
Okay.
But it's worth the watch. Yeah. That's all.
Anybody watch the Super with Val Kilmer?
Not yet.
No.
Kyle, Clyde. 2 more, Kyle. He...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He said... he texted me the other day, this fucking movie is horrible.
Great.
I thought it was good. The only thing that sucks is Val Kilmer, he had throat cancer.
Yeah.
And his voice, you can tell that it's completely dubbed over. Like, it's not his actual voice, you know what I mean? Which is kind of sad, but what are you going to do? He's still a fucking great actor.
I've been watching, or I did because I finished it, whatever, but I was binge watching the show Psych. It was on Amazon Prime, Prime Video.
Psych.
Yeah, it's it was a show. It was on TBS or on TNT, something like that. It ran for 8 seasons. Super popular. It was like 2000 and let's say I don't know, 2004 maybe or 3 or something, until like 2011 or 12,
I like
whatever
Psych.
It is.
You've
very
seen
good
it?
Show. Mm-hmm. It's so good, so good. The chemistry between the two characters is fantastic. Constant puns and things, and it's just so good. Like every episode or a lot of the episodes, they will mention Val Kilmer. Like, they'll be like,
oh really?
Val Kilmer. Yeah, yeah. You'll love the. I'm telling you, you'd love the show. And I just got to the like season or series finale, whatever, and I forgot all about it. Like I'd watched it before, but I was just watching it again. And in the finale, Val Kilmer actually makes an appearance, and it's
sweet.
Hilarious.
Nice.
Yeah, because like the one guy Sean, whatever, he's gonna like stop doing it or whatever. The whole premise of the show is that this kid grew up. His dad was a detective, and his dad was always making him. He wanted him to be a detective growing up, so he'd make him do stuff like they'd be in a diner to eat, and he'd make his kid shut his clothes. He's like, close your eyes. How many hats are in the room? And the kid would have to, you know, enhancing his observation skills, basically. So when he grew up to be an adult, he could never, like, do jobs, but, well, he was always, like, quitting things, whatever, never held a job longer than 3 months. And at the first episode, he ends up seeing a news thing on TV about a guy saying that someone robbed him of whatever, and he calls the police department. He's like, yeah, he did it. They're like, what? He's like, yeah, the guy in the news right now. Yeah, he's lying. He did it. Check the truck in the back. It's full of the stuff. And they do, and they catch the guy. And so he ends up going in and to get a paycheck. And he's like, wait, I can keep doing this. He's like, but I'll be a psychic. I'll pretend I'm a psychic, but I'm just using my keen observation skills, and I'll solve crimes.
Oh, so people believe that he's a psychic, but yeah. He's just like...
He plays it off. He's like, oh, he puts his hand up to his head. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm getting the emotions. Oh, the feelings. Oh, check the thing on the right. But it's because he saw, you know, whatever. And it's hilarious.
He just happened to be there when it happened or what?
Or like there was a guy who, when he went into the police department, he was sitting on a bench, and the guy next to him was arrested, and he noticed that on the guy's elbow was some red plastic. And he was talking to the guy, and he guessed that, you know, oh, you smash your girlfriend's taillight, you know? And he's like, how'd you know that? It's like, you know, whatever. And then
I'm
the
a
guy,
psychic.
And then the guy gets up, and he notices that some of it falls into his left boot. Because he said, you might want to brush that off. He's like, oh, thanks, man. And he brushes off, but it goes into his boot. And so later on in the day, he's talking to the police department, and all of a sudden he does the whole, like, oh, I'm a psychic, whatever. It's like one of the first things. And he's like, the guy you just arrested, check his left boot. You're going to find all the evidence you need. And of course they do, and they arrest him, and they're like, how'd you do that? He's like, oh, I'm psychic. Like, you know, like, and it, but it's, so he notices things, and then he plays it off as if he just pulled it from thin air. But
I could probably do that.
So the very last episode,
I'm pretty observant.
Yeah, the very last episode, he's like, he's going to be done or whatever. And so he sends out these like DVDs to the people that you've come to know, the characters, saying him saying his goodbyes, that he's done, whatever, because he couldn't say it face to face. And the one scene, it shows a guy watching it at his desk, whatever. And the head detective, which is the one main character, comes over and is like, what are you doing? And he turns around, and it's fucking Val Kilmer. He's dressed up like a cop. And he's like, I don't know. This guy sent me this DVD to watch. He's like, and I don't understand why. He's like, for 8 years, he's never said a single word to me. But it made it seem like he's been there all this time. You know what I mean? It's just really, really good.
Yeah,
a lot of famous people make cameos in this show, too.
Is it a downloadable show on Netflix? Do you know?
I think it's on
Amazon.
Amazon. It's on Prime Video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I only went by Prime.
Did I say Prime?
Know.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have said it was on Prime, then I would have understood.
I'm pretty sure I said both.
Yeah.
I've heard it both
Prime.
Ways.
Prime.
For 75 years, Advance Auto Parts has helped a nation of do-it-yourselfers fix their vehicles. Advance Auto Parts has the essentials from brake pads to batteries, along with all of the final touches, like hoses and filters. When you do it yourself, you want the best parts and the best prices, whether it's for the body or under the hood. We'll get you the right part at your local store or delivered to your home. So to save 20% off your first order, go to advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck. Again, that's advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck to save 20% off your first order. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
Amazon.
So tell me something. I got to know who took the picture of you on Evel Knievel's motorcycle. And I need to know what the conversation leading up to that picture was like.
Okay.
Wait, can I see the picture first?
Sure. Okay, so I had to go to, Monday of last week, I had to fly into Topeka, Kansas. Or I flew into Kansas City, Missouri, and I had to drive to Topeka to do a job. And when I got to the job site, no one was there because it was supposed to rain at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So
they dipped early.
No, they just didn't show up that day.
Right.
So there's me on the motorcycle.
Is there a sign somewhere that says, do not touch?
No. So when I was driving to Topeka to the job, I saw a big billboard on the side of the road that said, Evel Knievel Museum. And I was like, oh, shit, that sounds pretty cool. I like museums.
I noticed there's also a VR headset hanging.
Oh, yeah. And So when I showed up, no one was at the job. I looked up how far away the Evel Knievel Museum was, and it was only 11 minutes away. So I was like, that's where I'm going for the rest of the day. So I go there, and it's at this historic Harley-Davidson place in Topeka, Kansas, which is really fucking cool. It's a nice, beautiful building. $15 to get in the door for the museum, and they ask you if you want to do the jump experience at the end. I was like, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's really cool. It's a virtual reality 4D jump where you sit on the bike. They put goggles on you. I was like, how much? $5. Fuck yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
4D?
4D, yeah.
It's one more D than I ever thought there
was. So you go in.
What's the fourth dimension? Time?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Are you still
but it
there?
Was,
no, it's that's probably what I guess what they're referring to, virtual reality, because you can move your head. And
are we in it right now?
Yeah.
Hold
is
on.
Is this it?
Well, if we were Jimbo, we'd be in the fifth dimension.
Okay, so 4D is a four-dimensional space or...
No shit.
I don't
that's
need a
definition.
Fucking definition of 4D, Casey. It was
well, you fucking asked me it what was, it was.
You need to take it down a level.
Calm yourself.
I'm fucking calmer than you are, brother.
If only I had some...
He's like, I'm calm, goddammit!
If only I needed to look up a fucking definition. If I only had a way to get a definition.
As he stares at the computer in front of him.
Anyway, so is that
so you did the 4D experience?
No, so, okay.
How was it?
Oh, well, you go through the museum, and I told the guys there that I was the only person there. I was
the
only
person. All week.
No, there were people coming in when I left, but I was the only person at the museum at that time, so I took my time, and I read every single piece that there was to know about Evel Knievel, and I've never done that at a museum before. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, they meant read. Read.
I thought so, too. Actually, Casey was an avid reader when we were younger.
I still am an avid reader, Jim.
More of a listener now.
Well, yeah, I still read occasionally.
Continue.
Biographies and such about Evel Knievel.
And bibliographies.
No. Well,
big reader of bibliographies.
See, I read the bibliographies to know which books I need to read.
Gotcha.
About
right,
you know what I mean. So I read them in order.
So you understand?
That's
your
why you
material.
Get right. That's why you get
he
the bibliography.
Like Ernest, right there. You know what I mean?
No, me. No, I'm talking about you,
Vern.
So go through, and the museum is really fucking cool. They have actual replicas and some of his actual bikes and stuff there. He only ever used two parachutes for his jumps, and this. This guy, his name is Lathan McKay. He's the owner of the museum. He owns more Evel Knievel memorabilia than anyone else in the world.
Okay.
So he needed someone to store it, and he was friends with this guy, the owner of the Harley-Davidson place, and the guy said, hey, why don't we open a museum here? So Evel Knievel wasn't even – he was from Butte, Montana, but I guess because this is like the center of the country and I don't know.
Or
because
the guy lives down the street. So,
But it's really neat. And I told the guy downstairs, I don't know if you know this, but do you ever hear of Joey Chitwood? He was a stunt driver like back in the 60s. He had the Joey Chitwood Thrill Show.
That sounds familiar.
Okay, well, Joey Chitwood, there was a Joey Chitwood senior, junior, and then the third. And Joey Chitwood Jr.'s hood man, one of his hood men, which he would have guys... like hold on to his hood, and he would drive through flaming pieces of wood, right? And there, while a guy was like strapped to the hood, well, one of those hood men actually lives in Nanny's building.
Shut up.
Yeah, his name is Jan Murphy. So I told the guy downstairs, Bob, this, right? I said that my girlfriend's mother lives in the same building as one of Joey Chitwood Jr.'s hood men. So by the time that I got up to the second floor of the museum, the guy upstairs goes, oh, are you the guy whose mom lives with Joey Chitwood's hood man? I was like, well, it's not really. Sort of. Got a little mixed up. But they were excited about that. I think we should try to get Jan Murphy on the show.
Dude.
Talk to him.
Stop getting people to call in.
Have him call in next week so we can not answer.
Stop.
So you go through, and they have this. Evel Knievel had this Mack truck custom built that was totally illegal to drive on the road because it was 63 feet long, which a normal trailer is 53 foot long. But he had a custom cab built onto the back of the truck part, like the engine part, which was like his living quarters during the shows. And it's where he would go do shots of Wild Turkey before he jumped. And they had that, but they found it in like this junkyard and it was totally fucking rotted out. But this Harley Davidson, the owner of the Harley place, someone called him and said that they found it. Did he do restorations on these Mack trucks? Because they restore historic Harley Davidson shit. And he goes, and it was Evel Knievel's truck? He's like, yeah, absolutely. We restore these trucks, you know. He goes, but there's a video there. And he goes, I've never even been in a Mack truck, let alone restored one. He's like, but when I found out it was Evel Knievel's, he's like, I had to have that, you know. But they made it fucking look beautiful. And but the cab itself, when they first found it, I mean, it was totally rotted out. It was, you know, gutted and everything. They have his original. Evel Knievel used the same ramps for every single one of his jumps, these wooden ramps. They have the original ramps there at the place. They have a lot of his original like gas tanks that were all hand painted.
How much was it to enter?
$15 bucks.
How much was it to meet?
You are so
Giorgio?
Obsessed with the cost of doing things in life.
It's because I, appreciate the value of a dollar. My bad. Just checking.
$15.
I think it's. I think that's a great value.
Okay.
You could go there four times for what it costs.
I actually
to meet
might
Giorgio.
Be moving to Topeka. So
otherwise, it's pretty much flat. Other than the, I don't think there's a whole lot else going on there, is there?
I don't believe so.
Is it a busy, bustling city?
It was a beautiful city. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean. Yeah. Very clean. Yeah. The next town that I went to after that, Salt Lake City, was one of the cleanest places I've ever been.
Salt Lake City.
LDS. I mean, all the roads are wider.
Dude, it was.
Oh, yeah. It's both ways. There's no, like, one-way streets. It's
I didn't see not one homeless person.
Yeah.
Well, which, I mean.
Because they're chased out. not because they don't exist.
Yeah. They're shot and buried.
Salt Lake City was beautiful. Church. But anyway, Topeka, back to the Evel Knievel Museum. So you go upstairs, and he had a custom-built Cadillac made into a pickup truck that's there in the building. It's really cool. All of his suits are there, original suits, all this shit. There's videos of like a lot of his jumps, mostly of the crashes. There's an interactive screen there where you can actually like drag your finger along and it shows you every single broken bone that he's had in his body. Like it shows his skeleton.
That's crazy.
So then the very last thing in the last room is this 4D jump where they put these virtual reality goggles on you, a headset, and there's wind blowing on you, and the bike is bolted down.
That's the 4D, by the way. That's
wind.
The 4.
Yeah, the wind. Yeah.
Okay. So the bike is bolted down, but Jeff, you have those virtual reality glasses, right?
Yep.
So it actually feels like you're on that fucking bike.
I mean, it would just the headset, just wearing the goggles and then having a headset on with the ears, where basically your eyes and ears are encased in what you're doing.
Yeah.
That in itself is so immersive. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
But to also then be like sitting on something and holding what feels like handlebars, because it really is.
Yeah.
And then having wind blown at you, so you're feeling it on your mouth and stuff. It's nuts. Like,
yeah,
it
and
really
the bike actually like rumbles and shit, you know. And so they have a guy actually standing there because he goes, I want to warn you that, you know, this is pretty crazy. I don't know if you've ever done anything like this. And I said, no, you know, never done anything. And he goes, I actually had to pick a guy up off of the floor because he was like trying to turn the bike, you know.
Yeah.
And so I put my feet up on the motorcycle like I was, you know, riding the bike, you know. But like as I got started, I had to put my feet.
Because you were scared.
Yeah, I had to put my feet down on the ground just because my mind was telling me that I'm on the fucking.
A lot of people who do VR, they'll get like, they get sick. Oh, they get motion sickness. Yeah. And not because like, oh, emotion. It's like because you feel like you're fucking moving. The first time I played this game where I was like a soldier or whatever. And to walk, that's the weirdest thing in a VR game is walking, because like you can only walk so far, like your room's only so big.
Sure.
But in the game, you could walk 100,000 feet. So to walk, they had where you would just push up on this like D-pad and your guy in the game would like just start moving forward. Well, if you're that immersed and your feet aren't moving, but you're fucking moving, it throws off your center of gravity bad. Like where I was like, oh, God, I like thought I almost fell over from that.
Yeah.
I've already been like, oh, I'm all done, and I turn around and I go to put my controllers down on a table, and I realize that I just dropped them on the floor because there's no fucking table. The table is in game. You know, like yeah. So it's I can imagine. Like right. I said, that skydiving place they did the same because you have the you're actually skydiving with the VR.
Oh really?
Shit on. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm like, that could be crazy. Oh, yeah, you're actually doing it in that wind tunnel thing. But you're wearing VR goggles and stuff, so it looks like you're fucking skydiving from 10,000 feet.
Did you do it with the goggles on?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, just the regular. Yeah. So anyway, the guy upstairs, Carrie, he's the guy that took my picture on the bike. And both of the guys that were working there were really, you know.
Excited to see someone.
No, I mean they have a lot. They have people that come there. It's a Harley place.
Excited
so.
To see someone who was listen, as excited as they
I'm
were.
I'm just fucking joking. Yeah. Why are you getting so defensive? Do you have steak in the fucking museum?
I'm moving to Topeka to work there. Evel Knievel is now my hero. No, but this, so they have a Evel Knievel Days there in Topeka every year. And last year, they hooked this guy up with all the equipment. His name is Doug Danger. He's like the new world record holder for a lot of these jumps that Evel did. And he did the jump over, I believe, 15 police cars.
Dead.
No. Oh. No, he's actually going to be calling the show in December.
Well, we're not answering.
No. Yes, we are.
I'm just kidding.
Got to talk to Henry Danger.
Doug, his name is.
He's on the roof.
He's a stage 4 cancer survivor, and he still jumps
Henry,
motorcycles.
Doug, whatever. Same thing.
He's 56. So anyway, I get on the bike, and same fucking, like, I'm like trying to turn the bike, and the guy's like, you don't have to move
hey,
at all.
Hey, idiot. Yeah. Remember that conversation we just had?
Yeah.
You're doing it.
But, yeah, it was really fucking cool, man. And then so I kept smelling this barbecue the whole time there. So I was getting hungry for barbecue, right? So I go over to the gift shop. I bought 2 T-shirts, a patch, and a pin.
Jesus Christ.
My goodness.
And I go back over into the museum, and I said, hey, I said, where can I get some good food around here in Topeka? He said, what are you hungry for? I said, barbecue. I said, I keep smelling this fucking barbecue. Where, you know, it's got to be close.
They were making it in the back.
He goes, follow me. It was upstairs in the Harley dealership was this barbecue place, and it was fucking excellent. I bought a bottle of the barbecue sauce, Ray's recipe. It's fucking so good.
Belly Ray's? You can get a giant
sweet baby Ray's?
No, no. Yeah. No, Ray's recipe. So good. But, yeah, that was my Evel Knievel experience at the museum there.
Cool.
Cool.
It was really like fun.
It was cool. Yeah, if you're ever in Topeka, definitely check it out.
I won't be.
It's definitely a win when
actually,
you get a patch and a pin.
I have to probably have to go back for the final inspection of that Home Depot at some point. I'll probably go do the
jump
again.
I thought you were
going
to say you had to go back because you totally forgot that. That's why you were there in the first place.
Give me a patch while you're there.
No.
Okay.
Are you a collector?
Not yet, but that might be my first.
That could start.
Well, it says Evel Knievel Museum on it, so I don't know about you, but when I collect my patches, I like to, you know, physically have been there at that place. Like if Jeff would have brought me an Alien Con patch, I would have been like, well, I wasn't there, so in the trash.
Oh, similar to your, what was your other sticker that are your?
Your Outer Banks sticker?
No.
Yeah, I didn't get an Outer Banks sticker. No, but I was there in the Outer Banks.
So, Jimmy, you would start collecting patches if, like, say, Arby's.
Sure. We've got the meats.
That'd be a sick patch, actually. That'd be a good patch if we got the meat.
My roast beef stickers are in.
You could get a patch that says, I've got the meat. Sweats.
Well, so 2 episodes.
So I'm trying to get the owner of the museum to call us. His name is Lathan McKay.
Why can't we just have our own content?
Because we're running out of content. Casey. Unless Jeff shows up and he's got fucking people that pissed him off.
Which is every
time.
We haven't even talked
about his Vietnamese dinner yesterday yet.
No, we haven't. It was 3 weeks ago.
I didn't have Vietnamese dinner.
That's right, it was 3 weeks ago. What'd you have?
I had a sandwich.
I almost thought you guys...
Yes.
I almost thought you guys were going to go together. I saw a little bit of...
I was implying that I wanted him to bring it to me because I didn't leave the house yesterday.
Because those messages stopped after...
Oh.
Well, I saw the picture on Facebook where he was at the restaurant, so I figured it was pretty much over at that point.
Oh. You should have texted me and said, hey, bring me this.
Did you go to the market?
I texted you today.
You did?
Yeah, I texted everybody today.
Which faux house did you go to? Faux house. Did you go to the one at the market?
No.
The one at the in Wyomissing?
Yes.
Are they the same people?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Is the one in the market called faux house?
No.
What's it called?
Vietnamese Delights.
Oh, okay. Well, he said, okay.
He said what?
He was going to the faux house at the market.
No.
No.
He didn't. He said faux house, and you said market. And now we've been crisscrossed.
No, you said market.
I forgot about the market.
I said market.
Yeah, but I forgot about it. I didn't feel like going on the market.
Market.
Are you going to the market?
Are you going to the market?
That's how I read it.
That's how I usually say things. I'm off the market.
Oh, my God. I wish you did talk like that.
I usually do. I couldn't figure out how to spell it. I was at Market twice. I went.
Which week?
Last week. Okay. 3 weeks ago. I had a Monte Laro.
3 weeks ago yesterday.
The old time travel math.
I had a Luigi special for the first time in months.
That's what I wanted to ask
my
you.
My goodness.
You had posted on your Facebook that.
I took two people that had never been there before.
Okay. Well,
you obviously know that I've been to Monte Laro before.
Right. I understand that. But the way that you worded your fucking Facebook post
anybody that I'm friends with on Facebook knows that I'm a fucking fan of Monte Laro. They know that I'm already a fan of Monte Laro. Why would I say that he has two new fans, meaning one of them would be me?
How many friends do you have on Facebook?
Because it's a million.
You have at least 800 friends on Facebook.
Probably talk to four of them.
Do you think every one of your 800 friends know that?
I don't care. I don't care. There's literally 600, at least 600 of them that I don't fucking care about.
There were no shits given, right?
The way that you worded your post on Facebook would have made it.
Was it the way he worded it, or was it the way you interpreted it?
No, it was the way that he worded it.
Okay.
It was interpreted wrong.
You got two new customers.
Poking the bears. I think you guys should wrestle it out.
Let's do it.
For the belt.
Yeah. We'll record it.
I'm trying
it,
to find out how many friends I have.
We'll have to make a new belt.
490.
Like I said, over 600 of them I don't care about.
You care about friends you haven't even made yet.
I don't care. So...
Yeah, Luigi, go to Luigi's. We're still trying to get him as a sponsor. I don't know what the fuck's up with that.
I don't know the last time. I don't know that I've ever even had a Luigi special. That might have been the first one. Because I never remember having a sandwich that had a like mozzarella ball right through it. Mozzarella. So it was good.
There you go. First time having a sandwich?
Yesterday I went back there. Yeah. Yesterday I went back and got some roast beef.
Wait, what did you get
some
again?
Roast beef.
Okay.
No, it was it was from the old meat
country
stand. I forget what it's called now. It used to be Blue Mountain. It used to be the place Kenny used to work at.
Oh, you got sliced roast beef.
Yeah, sliced roast beef.
Not a roast beef. Yeah, I went.
Now, if we did a whole episode like that, do you think we'd get like in trouble?
So it wasn't a run me sandwich.
Nope.
Okay.
It was. I brought it home. I made a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good.
Good.
Did you know though? Like when? Okay. Like,
did you know that that meat stand where you bought that roast beef
has the meats?
They do have the meats, but they purchase those meats
from Arby's.
From like a meat distributor, and then they repackage it as their own.
Yeah,
they're not like a butcher. They're not like a farmer like butcher. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not farm to table.
It's not farm to
table.
Market.
How many of those places do you think are? I mean, most of them aren't. A lot of even the produce places buy their shit.
Well, I know the produce is produce place.
How's that any different, Case? You think all those people are out farming all that fucking produce? No, obviously not. Do you think they're out slicing the fucking roast beef off of the fucking cattle? No. They're buying it, curing it themselves maybe? I don't know. I don't fucking care. It's delicious. I don't care.
I care.
I don't care. I will wait three That's how years I feel. Until it's on a fucking freezer shelf at Amelia's and still buy it.
That's how I feel about Chick-fil-A. I don't care if that guy doesn't believe in gay marriage. The chicken is
it's
delicious.
It's so good.
It is good.
We here at Chicken Duck love gay people, but still.
I love Chick-fil-A. Love Chick-fil-A. Don't make me choose.
Yeah, please don't make us choose.
Seriously.
Yeah.
They're not open on fucking Sundays. Get a hold of yourself.
Good for them.
What does that matter?
Can't get chicken on Sunday.
Aren't they allowed to have can't eat there on a Sunday.
Well, I don't need it 7 days a week.
Aren't they allowed to have a day off?
Sure. Why aren't guys allowed to suck each other off?
They are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could agree. So I'm not sure where we're going with this.
We've got the meats.
It sounds like you wanted justification for sucking a dude off.
One bit. Oh, now you're a cocksucker. You got anything else?
I do not. I thought you would have had more questions about the Evel Knievel Museum because I have a lot of answers.
No, just
yeah.
You.
As you were walking us through it, I kind of glazed over a little bit.
Well, like you sheepishly walking up to a person you've never talked to and handing the camera over to him and being like, "Would you please take my picture while I?"
Well,
sit on
he was
this
the.
That's not weird.
He was the museum guy, and there it was only me and him.
That so
was,
like he that followed was, you around.
Yeah, like he was. They're shooting the shit. I was the only other person there.
The bike you sat on, though, that was
you
the
keep
one
saying
you rode
that
for the
like,
VR?
I don't...
Yeah. Was it a real motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It was a real...
Yep. No, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't one of his motorcycles. It was a reproduction of a motorcycle that he rode.
It just seems to me like the setup for, like The Hills Have Eyes or, like, the other... What's the movie with Rob?
Well, it wasn't in
Rob
the hills.
Zombie.
It was, like, in a nice town.
Wait, why is that this, him going to a
Devil's
museum
Rejects,
is a setup
Devil's
for
Rejects
Hills Have Eyes?
Devil's Rejects is where I was going.
No,
yeah,
I was, like, at a nice...
Stop at a fucking museum. You're the only one there. The guy follows you around and takes a picture, and then you're never heard of again. That's usually how it goes.
And then he puts the lotion in the basket.
Right,
and
right.
It was, like, at a beautiful, you know, Harley Davidson
That's how you end up in a gimp suit in the basement of a fucking Harley dealership. All we have is this last photo of you sitting happily on that motorcycle.
At least he didn't go there expecting one thing and it being something totally different. Like, in the movie Rat Race when they go to the Barbie
noises?
Museum and it turns out it's...
Vroom. You're going, vroom.
You're wearing a headset, so those sounds are already in your head. You don't have to make those sounds.
Oh, right. But you still did, probably.
Yeah, I did.
All right. You got anything else?
I don't. Ryan, anything. Luke two Gray. Episodes here. You haven't said a fucking
Very
word.
Very quiet.
Well, I've been listening to everything.
What, are you just taking it all in?
Yeah, I'm taking it all
Is
in.
Is the next episode going to be just you talking?
No.
About Jeff's experience at the Alien Con and my experience at the Evel Knievel Museum?
I mean, did you want me to do that?
If you want, maybe do a recap.
I really want to do a recap.
We've already done an episode like that. And it was hilarious.
No, I there wasn't much... going on with me.
In the last 2 weeks, nothing has happened.
Not really. I mean, the Fitbit was vibrating. I did the magic trick. I told you about that.
Do apologize.
Yeah.
Once again.
You know, I went to the Vietnamese place yesterday, 3 weeks ago. Today?
3 weeks ago yesterday.
3 weeks ago yesterday.
That's how
yesterday,
you would say
today?
That.
Yeah. Something like that. So, you know, that was about it. I didn't really do anything special. I could tell you about how I went to Boscov's and bought my daughter a jacket.
Nice. New jacket?
A new winter coat.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's getting
That's exciting.
Cold.
I'm
it
sure
is getting
about,
cold.
About that.
It is getting cold out there.
Other than that, I mean, I didn't really do anything. Kids
I'm going
slept,
to
kids slept at my aunt's. I stayed at home and watched TV and played video games.
Nice.
Cleaned up, vacuumed. You know, just daily shit.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't go anywhere special. I didn't. I wasn't at an Alien Con. I didn't see Evel Knievel's museum.
What was that?
Yeah, what's so funny over there? Did he record himself and then
sure
like,
sounds like it.
Why don't you put the speaker at the microphone instead of the back of the phone?
Let's wash the old brush.
Oh, he's gonna soundboard again.
Bob Ross. All right.
Bob Ross is an alien.
You can't believe what wonderful things it does to my heart to know that you've allowed me into your home.
Well,
oh,
it's been
Sorry,
emotional.
Hey, go
I finally let go, man.
Go listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. It's much better.
No, wait. Yeah, before we fucking end this, I got like 6 texts the other day from Jimmy, and he said, "Can we take a stance like Joe Rogan?"
Oh, I was so drunk.
And he so repeatedly told me everything else that didn't have anything to do with the Joe Rogan. And every time he texted me something else, I said, what about Joe Rogan? What stance?
No stance.
What are you talking about?
I was just really drunk and watching him. And I was like, man, he's funny. I got nothing. I'm sorry. I was drunk.
Sorry. All right.
It's been emotional.
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.